MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister, Gwede Mantashe, has published a government gazette inviting written comment on his intention to investigate the subsurface geology of the South Central Karoo Basin. The surveys, I understand, aim to assess geological risk and examine whether there are enough resources to justify any extraction. I want to give you an expert view now from Professor Raymond Durham, School of Geosciences at the University of the Witwatersrand here in Johannesburg. Professor, a very warm welcome and thank you so much for your time. The potential environmental impact of these surveys in the basin, are they serious? And if so, how would they be mitigated?
Well, Jeremy, thanks for having me here. And this is a very big question that you've asked. And when this idea that there might be a substantial resource of shale gas in the Karoo was first, I suppose, aired, there was a big study was implemented. It was what is called a strategic environmental assessment. And over 150 scientists were involved in it and covered many different issues, ranging from, you know, the effects on our economy, on energy planning and energy security. But you asked specifically about the impact on the environment, and this study included looking at things such as air quality, greenhouse gas emissions, the risk that perhaps the fracking would trigger earthquakes, looking at the surface and underground water resources, looking at waste planning and management, biodiversity, ecological impacts on agriculture, impacts on tourism, impacts on the social fabric, on human health, the sense of place, you know, the visual, aesthetic and scenic resources, heritage resources, the noise that would be generated, and even the interference that this could have to our square kilometer array. So there was already, and this is nearly 10 years ago, a detailed report done, a study done, and it runs to nearly 1,500 pages. So there's a lot of thought that's been given to this. And of course, there are risks and there are also many opportunities to mitigate it. So that provides us, you know, a very solid foundation to go forward.
I understand what the opportunities might be, and obviously in the economic sphere. But what are your concerns about risk? For instance, water scarcity, if fracking is found to be necessary to extract shale gas.
Yes, so the fracking process does involve using quite a lot of, you know, a large amount of water, you know, running to hundreds or thousands of, you'd say, normal swimming pools, suburban swimming pools. And of course, the Karoo is an arid region and people are dependent on getting groundwater. And so the question is, where would this water come from? Now, there are many options. One is that you could, for example, drill deep holes. Usually the water that is used for agriculture and for municipalities comes from relatively shallow boreholes, which are perhaps up to a few hundred meters deep. But we know there are deep aquifers, kilometers deep, and in order to access the shale in which the gas might be, is we'd have to drill deep boreholes. So one option would be to get groundwater from these very deep, very salty aquifers. Another one would be to use grey water from municipalities. You could even, again, depending on the scale of the discovery, think about running a pipeline from a major river like the Orange or even from the sea. So there are options on where we could source the water. Another issue dealing with water, of course, is the water that comes out when you're extracting the hydrocarbons can be dirty water, can be toxic. And so, of course, it needs to be handled very carefully. First, you don't want any leaking into the aquifers that are being tapped for agricultural and purposes and human consumption. And also, when you treat the water on the surface, this has to be done rigorously. Nothing must escape into the environment. All the dangerous products must be well captured and well managed. So that's the whole issue of how do we manage this. And I think on a small scale, of course, one can do it carefully. But when you have literally maybe hundreds of wells happening, and this project would run for decades, the idea is to continually monitor, maintain the very highest standard of management of these sites.
Professor, how do you weigh then the economic benefit versus the risk that you've just outlined to me, particularly considering the boom and bust nature of extractive industries?
Yeah. Now, well, firstly, before any company would invest huge amounts of money in something like this, and it is an expensive business, they would want to, you could say, probably sell ahead a lot of the product that they will be extracting over the next period of time. So this would be, for example, to convert the gas into power, and that's already, you know, it's done quite a standard technology to do that, but they'd want to sell to the municipalities or to the national electricity grid a certain amount. So you'd want to, you could say, tie down some of your output. So you, in that sense, to make sure that you wouldn't end up making a huge loss. And that is normal for any type of, I suppose, major development that involves large costs, whether it's putting in transmission lines for, let's say, solar power or for wind power. All these things, it's important to, you could say, secure your investment over a longer term. So that is, it would be a part of the whole planning process. And these issues need to be weighed up. Now, what is the, and compared against, let's say, other sources of energy, if you're considering the energy product. Of course, petrochemicals are also useful for making plastics. And again, you'd have to see, are there offtake agreements? Are there people that, companies that would buy these products to make the many things that we use for plastics? Of course, we need to move away from single-use plastics, but there are a lot of uses for plastics that are long-term. So again, it's a trade-off. It's like, I suppose, any activity. If you wanted to start a plantation for forestry, that's you might think is a good thing, but would also impact on the environment. And it's a long-term investment. You would need to try to make sure that you can secure that investment by securing contracts over a longer term.
Professor, let me ask you one final question, and maybe unfairly, but I'll ask you to nail your colours to the mast here. On balance, do you think this is a good move? Should we be embarking on these surveys for possible gas extraction?
Yeah, at this stage, I mean, we know there is some gas there, but we haven't got a clue as to whether it's technically possible to extract it on scale or economically viable. So I think really we're sitting at a choice here. Do we just close the lid on a Pandora's box, as is done, let's say, in the national parks, where we say we don't want to risk the Kruger Park, so we will not allow any prospecting there? Or is this, or are the opportunities so great? This is an area where there's farming. There are large parts of the Karoo are, in fact, degraded because maybe of overgrazing. There are impoverished communities there. Is the opportunity, is there an opportunity there that we need to at least explore so we can make a rational decision into the future? And my personal position would be is that I think, yes, we should explore, but we must make sure that the exploration activities are done carefully so as to minimize any impact on communities or the environment. And should any resource be found, we must make sure that it is managed very well so that we do not pollute our environment and leave ourselves with a sorry legacy.
I do appreciate the perspective in conversation there with Professor Raymond Durheim, School of Geosciences at the University of the Witwatersrand.